You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the Swallows are here.
Yes.
Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the Swallows are here. Clothing optional.
I love it.
Woo, well, hello.
Hello.
Woo, woo.
Happy New Year.
This isn't our first podcast after the New Year, is it? No, Happy New Year. It's the 6th.
Mm-hmm,
this is day 6 of 2020.
2020, baby.
Have you screwed up writing down the date yet? Have you
no.
Put down 19, had to scratch it out?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Raise your hand if you have.
Not me.
I haven't either. I don't fill out paperwork.
I don't fill out paperwork either.
Well, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's been a fun week. Fun new year already.
Fun new year already. Let's see.
Let us see.
What have we done so far?
Well, we had the
year?
New Year's Day party, and that was great.
Yep.
And then we had some people over, and then we went out somewhere. And then we had some people over for dinner, right? Sharon
yeah,
and Wayne.
Yeah, we did the party, and then Sharon and Wayne
think.
Came
I'm
over
trying to
for
recap.
Dinner.
So Wednesday, we had the party. Yep. Thursday, we slept all day because of the party.
Right.
Friday, we kind of rearranged the house, kind of reset, took all the decorations
took the Christmas tree down.
The tree
mm-hmm.
came down. Not the outdoor decorations,
because no, just
those stay
inside.
Up until the end of the month. And then we had some guests over for dinner.
Right. That was super
and
fun.
And that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun. And then
we used our Instapot.
And then what day did we have?
Saturday.
Hot tub crash. That was Friday night. Was that
no,
after?
That was Thursday night.
That was Thursday night.
Yeah, because we were podcasting.
When Alligator crashed the house with her skipper.
Yeah.
And we went down to the SS Minnow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that was Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and that was fun. So we did a live podcast on Thursday. I remember the happy thoughts now.
Yeah.
And then we did the guests on Friday. And then Saturday, we went on the ghost investigation with Code 3 Paranormal.
Right.
Saturday night.
Right.
And then Sunday was Sunday, and this brings us to Monday.
Right.
All right. Well, that's the recap of our last week. Holy moly.
Since the new year.
It's been busy.
Busy.
Now, we might as well talk about the ghost hunt.
Yeah, we might as well while we're here.
You want to talk about that a little bit since we're kind of here? We did go on the ghost hunt with Code 3 Paranormal.
It was very exciting.
It was very exciting. It was also very interesting.
Were you enlightened?
Enlightened is one thing. You know, I still don't believe that there's ghosts of your Aunt Mabel that passed away floating around. But I think that there's some energies that's, you know, left over from people, you know, signatures. Maybe I do believe that there's lots of spirits that roam this planet.
Right.
I just don't believe they're the souls of the dead relatives.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I...
You don't think they're specific?
I don't think they're specific.
Okay.
No. So we did go ghost hunting. Now, when we went ghost hunting, we took a couple of things that with us. You can do some simple ghost hunting on your own if you've got an old flashlight with an old incandescent light bulb in it and not an LED, and you set that with the battery just barely turning that light on, and then you turn it back to where it's turning it off.
Right.
You know, like an old mag light.
Right.
And supposedly the theory is then there's any energy produced by a ghost or a spirit or anything like that in the vicinity or in the area, it can affect that flashlight and then fill in that little bit of gap and create a charge to then turn on the light.
Okay, right.
Of the flashlight.
Right.
And then that therein says, hey, there's a spirit or an energy field or energy of some sort here with us.
Right.
And then when you start interacting with that flashlight and it starts interacting with you, that's a little weird. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think it's peculiar.
I guess so.
All right, so you want me to play some of this?
But you never played with a Ouija board.
Never. One time has I ever even been in the same room as a Ouija board.
It's scary.
Yeah, I've never played with a Ouija board. I've never done any kind of summoning, chanting, seances, or anything like that.
Right.
But what I did do is we went with the expectation and the openness that I was willing to experience something.
Right. That's good that something happened while we were there.
And so then something...
Because you're a bit of a skeptic.
I'm a full-on skeptic. Yeah, totally. I believe in Bigfoot, not ghosts. Do you know what I mean?
Huh. Like, there's a big difference
there.
Well,
there could be a difference.
Right. So what do you have for us? What are you
Let's
doing?
Let's listen.
These cold rocks. And these stone walls are thick.
All right, so we're in the basement. So here's some recordings from it.
Interesting shapes down here. Oh, you're turning off all the lights.
All right, so that's kind of what we did. We went into this basement.
Was messing with my flashlight.
Right. Turned down all the lights.
Oh, there it goes again.
This kind of happened.
There's my flashlight. Now that's weird. Now that's weird. Because I've been doing this flashlight thing at home for a while, and I feel pretty good about how I'm setting it. And I...
You should ask it to turn it off.
Hey, turn the flashlight off. Turn my flashlight off, please. Yeah. Well, I was talking about... All right, what's happening right now? I'll narrate for you. My flashlight came on, and then it dimmed down slowly, and then it kind of pulsated. For just a second, and now it's off completely.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And so that's a little tidbit of a little snippet of what kind of happened while we were there. And then more things happened
as the night
after
went on.
That. And then that flashlight, specifically that I'm talking about in that recording, the battery actually died.
Yeah.
Just like that for some reason.
That interaction that we had right there with the flashlight killed the batteries.
Killed the batteries.
It was not the only thing that the batteries got killed in that
yes.
night while we were there.
So when they got there, they had a brand new package of batteries and they put new batteries in everything except my flashlight.
Right.
I did not get batteries from them. And then my batteries were drained from that little interaction of asking it questions. We put new batteries in my flashlight and my flashlight continued to flash on and off as we asked it questions throughout the evening. Here's the weird thing. During the recording, we have several seconds where we have gaps after questions are asked where there's no recording.
Right.
And then when I come back from there, when it does pick back up, it picks back up after we've had an interaction with the flashlight.
Right.
Then one of the other investigators named Tom did an experiment that they do where they do some knocking on the table and try and get a response if there's a ghost. I hate using the word ghost. If there's, you know, an entity, an energy or something there in the room that would like to respond back, do a knock back, and sometimes you get a knock back. We did that three times, and then the third time when he asked and did the knock, my recording just went to pure static. And it actually sounded like an old television.
Yeah, something weird happened after it.
You could hear some weird sounding back there.
Yeah.
Like a television underneath static.
Right.
And then that happened for about a minute, and then it went to silence.
Yeah.
And then there was no more recording. There's a full file of over an hour.
Of recording.
That we recorded.
But after that moment, it's blank.
Right,
on
right. The recording is blank. Now, we know that it was there because we were on a live broadcast.
Yeah, and people
all
were
the
interacting
through,
the whole time.
All the way
but
through
But they
to
did
the
say
end.
Weird things happened.
They were saying they were hearing kind of weird garbling and stuff like that. But for it to just completely shut off and me not to get any recording, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then that weird
and
sound.
Because you had no idea it had happened when it happened.
No, because people were still interacting
right.
with me in
and
the chat
And they said
room,
they could still hear us.
And they could still hear us. And so.
Interesting.
There you go. I'm going to post it at the end of this podcast. I'll just add it. It's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you make your decision.
It was interesting.
It'll be at the end of this podcast.
We would talk about certain things, man. That flashlight would pop on so bright.
Yeah, and it only seemed to really respond to me. No, that's not true. It was responding to all of you there at the end.
It was responding to everyone
but
at
it
the
really
end.
Seemed to have a It liked me.
Mm-hmm.
There definitely was a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's because it was my flashlight. But I'm telling you right now, I tried this experiment with that flashlight for weeks before we went to this.
But our house is clean. I mean, we sage
it. No, I understand that.
We spiritually protect our house.
Not my point.
What you should be saying is that night when we were talking about the flashlight and all of this had happened, at the end of the night, we were standing around the table with the flashlight and Amber hit the table and the flashlight rolled across the table and the light did not come on.
My point exactly.
But then we reset it where we had it set, so while we were talking the whole time, and then we said something and it popped right
and
back
and it flashed
on.
Again
and then it came off. Exactly. It didn't just flash. You can't say it flashed because
it
would
comes
come
on and stay on for a minute or,
yeah.
or 10 seconds for a length of time,
and then it would go off.
Sometimes it would go off slowly
and sometimes,
it would pop off, and sometimes it would pop on and pop off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really bizarre. I played some music and we were like, do you like this music? And it would come on.
I said, do you not like this music?
And it came on, and so I stopped playing the music, and then it went off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I wasn't standing close enough for how my phone could even interact with that light. But what I'm saying is the fact that I did this here in the house to see if it would just randomly come on and off.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I said it the exact same way when we were down in there. So
right.
I don't understand it. I don't know. We're going to meet with the Code 3 Paranormal again.
Yeah.
And we're all going to go over all the evidence that they gathered from their cameras and their recorders and their...
Right, and their pictures.
Whatever it is they did. And then they've got my audio. Then they're going to try and clean it up and see if we can't hear something underneath all that static. But there's something underneath that static.
So we went to an old building in Georgetown.
Correct.
I mean, maybe people don't know that yet, but it was an old building. We won't disclose what building it is. But
well, it's a restaurant. Go eat there.
Yeah.
It's like Mi Cocina or something.
No, it's
Lucia's.
L-U-C-C-U-A or something.
Lucci. It's on Main Street. It's a
Mexican restaurant. It's old. Used to be called the Red Ram.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, it was Hotel and Emporium.
Yeah, and you can't get into the basement. It's not accessed to the general public. And that's where we were, which is as it was when it was built in the 1800s. 1889.
No, I mean, it's updated. They have a bar down
there. Well,
yeah,
but I mean, all the walls. Yeah. Since obviously, the scroll and the script and all those paintings and stuff like that. That's all stock.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, the piano and the pool table and that new bar and stuff.
It had some interesting writing up and sayings up on the wall.
In German.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. It had some interesting... I don't know, just it was very old down there. I mean, if you could imagine a catacomb with tunnels shooting off of it everywhere. Yeah. That was definitely in this basement.
And tunnels. That's very interesting.
Lots of tunnels.
Every wall had a tunnel going under the city in one direction. Every wall.
One way or another.
Yeah, and the building was connected to the Masonic Lodge.
Right.
And it was built and designed by the same person.
Right, the guy who built the building.
Yeah.
Built the Masonic Lodge, so he did it very ornate to match.
And very peculiar.
Yeah.
I mean, it was built like stone with overlay of copper and steel.
Something up on the top.
It made me think of the building from Ghostbusters 2. Like, this building is an antenna to, you know.
Right, right. Some sort of spiritual something.
But you don't know. I'm not a Mason. Of course, you know, I hear all the rumors and stuff about the Masonic temple and that lodge.
I know.
And
we should get one of those guys on here.
I'd love to get into a temple and just kind of check it out. You know, see what's in the basement of that temple there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like those tunnels that are
side of that wall
that are bricked up with cinder blocks.
Because that one connects, and it was blocked off from the Masonic temple side.
From the other side.
Masonic temple.
Yeah, Masonic temple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with cinder blocks from the other side.
Yeah.
This is creepy.
Super creepy. It was fun. I don't know that it was creepy, but it was fun.
It would be a great room to have a little party in. That's for sure.
For me, I could feel something there.
Yeah,
there were
pockets of coldness,
mm-hmm.
cold
mm-hmm.
air that were in the room at different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a lot of history, so you know some stuff took place.
I think it's really interesting that your recording stopped 20 minutes in, right?
Yeah.
And then Amber was having a really hard time getting a recording of anything on the video camera.
Right.
And then she made a comment to it, wow, you must not like being videotaped because every time I turn on the camera, nothing happens. But when I turn the camera off, something good happens, and the flashlight popped on.
Ah. Oh, yeah, weird. Mm-hmm. Oh, so she was trying to video the flashlight coming off and on, but it wouldn't work.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. It's weird, man.
Yeah, weird. It is weird.
It's weird. And there was a lady that, like, the locals and the employees say lives in the bathroom.
Yeah, some woman.
Down in the basement.
Yeah, that they see down there all the time, or they feel down there. Like the one guy said, he felt like they had passed through him one night.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the cook manager guy, right? General manager dude. Mm-hmm. So that dude's there by himself a lot at night.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone just came on, and you can hear that.
Twice.
In the recording, you can hear that happen. We're standing there, and we ask a question and ask for a response. And then all of a sudden, his phone just starts playing music. Not a text, not a ringtone.
That was all during the knocking, which makes me wonder if they grabbed onto the wrong phone to stop the recording. They met, you know, because you were recording.
I was recording at that time, and then it's right shortly after that mine shuts off.
I don't know.
The mystery. So I'm not saying I don't believe that we had some sort of weird experience. I'm just not. I didn't see or I don't.
You're not sold.
I'm not sold. I will go on more investigations.
Nothing passed through you. You didn't get slimed.
No, I did not get slimed.
You once had, no, I need nothing.
I need a full spectral apparition with cosmic discharge.
Be careful what you wish
which
for.
Which is called slime.
My friend.
Yeah, so.
I don't need that, thank you.
It was fun though. Great people. It was worth the night hanging out with friends. We had a great dinner.
Yeah, they're so great.
We had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
We laughed a lot. And I crack a lot of ghost jokes. And I think that loosened the ghost up.
Right. It got him excited.
Well, I think
got
that's
him
why
flowing.
They like me.
Got it going good.
Well, yeah, real, because real you know, laughter is the best medicine. Even if you're dead. Yeah, so.
Well, I do think that they liked the fun, though. The more fun that we were having, I felt like the more activity there was.
And there was a little band rehearsing in there before we got started. I also think that helps, it can set in an atmosphere, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you figure there was music down in that room. Who knows what was going on down in that room?
Who knows? Something.
It had that weird corner. The more I think about it, I feel like that room was built more like a chute where you could parade an animal through there.
Maybe.
And slaughter it, because it talked about beef and beef cattle,
mm-hmm, and bread,
wine and beef cattle and bread and dye booze.
But that could have been also because down there that was a little bar way back in the day, open from 11 p.m. till 5 in the morning.
Well, it had that sign.
Yeah.
What was the sign? I can't even remember what it was called.
I can't remember either. I think I took a picture.
Rum chata.
No,
something
no,
like that.
It was not. It was not rum chata. Was not that, I promise you.
But it translated to a German word that meant a basement bar.
Yeah.
That was open from late night through overnight.
Great pictures I got in there. Super creepy. Had some very German feeling or European feeling, mm-hmm. We'll say that.
A lot of scroll work around
the
windows.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so that's our ghost hunt. It's our first time ever. We're going to check out. I was reading about Riverdale Road because we've had some people that invited us to come because they live out in Riverdale Road. Apparently, there's the gateway to hell there.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But some rich guy built the mansion. He built the gate, I guess, by his own two hands. And then when it was completed, he went insane and murdered his whole family and burnt down the mansion. And he was never caught or tried or anything.
Wow.
And so I guess you can go to that gate post there.
Oh,
it
that's
still,
scary.
Still stands, and you can. That's the gate to hell.
You can move the gate back and forth?
You can open it and look into hell.
What?
Heat your coffee. Like if your coffee's cold, you just stick it in that gate and it warms it up.
Is the pick of destiny in there?
The pick of destiny is through the gate of hell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I'm not going in after it.
You better take your fiddle if you go in there.
I'll tie a rope around my waist, and I will go into the gate with and I'll get the pick of destiny.
We'll throw tennis balls through.
Yeah. Get the, see, that got slimed.
That's a real thing.
And poltergeist. Slime.
No, that's a real little, like, I feel like those little spiritual portals are real things.
You could throw a tennis ball in the closet upstairs and it would come through the ceiling in the next room?
Maybe. Or next door. Or down the street.
Oh, come. And you make fun of me for believing in Bigfoot?
I don't make fun of you. I don't make fun of you.
Really?
I'm just open-minded to things.
Ghost portals?
Well, you never know.
Huh. I don't know about ghost portals, but I've, you know what? After blinking flashlights, my mind's open.
Your mind is open. Let's see what else we can get you.
You know, I would have liked it if one of their little gadgets would have gone off.
Right,
Or, you know what I mean? Something like that.
The candle did some weird stuff.
The candle did do weird stuff, but, you know, it's a very drafty basement.
But again, I go back to the technology kind of got shorted out all down there.
That is true. A lot of batteries were killed immediately.
Because they left and went down the other back hallway to the dirt room that had those other weird doors that you think maybe they brought the cattle through.
That's where I believe they brought in cattle.
And as soon as they went in there and were talking, their recorder died.
Devices. Yeah, the batteries were drained.
Yep.
Which I hear is another, it was just very typical in these ghost investigations that you will have electronic malfunction and batteries just immediately draining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you've got a ghost story, we'd love to hear about it. And, you know, we're not a paranormal investigation podcast, but we'll come check it out.
Right.
I mean, I'm down.
Come and see what it looks
right?
like.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I believe that there's a lot of stuff going on in the universe right now. A lot of power is being unleashed.
Yeah.
Especially in this new, you know, decade that we're in. The planets have all, like, locked into this crazy, weird alignment.
Yeah,
you
know,
and that's
got to
be powerful,
be the year
right?
We see the aliens?
I don't know. I heard...
They're going to come out of the ocean?
I heard a news report that this is the year of full disclosure.
Out of the abyss?
And awareness and clarity.
I'm ready.
And manifestation.
Let's do it.
And so, you know, and according to this person I was listening to, the more acceptance... And the more logical that we can be about alien existence, then the more they can expose themselves to us without disrupting our psyche. You
right.
know what I mean? And
right.
so we have to collectively kind of agree to accept them. This is what that guy said. I don't know that I believe it.
Huh. Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, about it, aliens could never actually come because we're so afraid of them that we'd never accept anything that they had for us.
Right.
Because we've seen the Twilight Zone
where it
says
to kill them.
How to eat man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
How to serve humans.
How to serve humans, and it's a cookbook.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, we're jaded.
Huh.
We're scared. We think they're going to eat us.
Maybe they already are, and that's why there's so many of us.
Huh. Where there's their farm,
uh-huh.
and they just pluck a couple out every few days, every couple days. There's so many missing people in this country
it alone. It could be happening all the time.
They're just plucking us out.
Yeah.
Just harvesting us.
Harvesting us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Could be.
Whoa.
Could be a real thing.
Could be a real thing. Boy, we are off the deep end in 2020 already.
Listen, we started in the deep end.
What else you got to talk about?
Well,
our New Year's Day party was awesome.
Yes.
Great, great turnout. We're going to do that again. So
yes.
Wait for that for a year.
Yeah, wait for that for a year.
Only 359
days. But a few other things
days.
Coming up this month. Got to
yep.
get some visitors coming in and get them lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. I was investigating.
Oh.
Some places to go.
Oh, like retreats?
Yeah, like we're doing new things this year.
Adventurous.
Yeah, so I knew.
We did our January thing. We did a ghost hunt.
Oh.
We did that. Well, we can still do something else.
Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
But I was talking to you about the place in Fort Collins, and you were like, there's no place in Fort Collins. And I was like, there's a place in Fort Collins. It's a hostel.
And what's it called?
The Solarium, Colorado.
Ooh, what's it do?
It's a hostel in the heart of downtown.
What do you do there?
Fort
you just
Collins.
Go and sleep on a bunk bed?
Yeah, it's for travelers world round.
And we're going to go stay there?
Yeah.
We are?
Yeah, because it's awesome. The whole house is awesome. They had a outdoor area that's now enclosed. There was a greenhouse. What's it called? The Solarium.
The Solarium.
Solarium, Colorado.
The Solarium, Colorado Hotel, yep. Fort Collins.
Yeah. It was started by a girl who was a world traveler.
Okay.
Her whole time with her family and her parents.
All right.
And while she was out traveling around, then she came back and was like, I need to do something. There was this place for sale in Fort Collins. So they bought it.
Okay.
And turned it into this hostel.
Yeah. Take a pause from a life on the go. Wrapped around an indoor botanical courtyard of tropical canopy, our Spanish villa offers a relaxing retreat from life on the road. Whether you are riding solo or cruising with your family, join the Colorado community and find yourself here.
Yep.
Ooh, there's hammocks.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, it's close to Horsetooth.
Uh-huh.
Breathtaking views.
Yep.
This is weird.
I know.
Cook for yourself. 24 kitchen 24/7. All utensils included. So that's weird. Bike Why? Like a local. Compared to Amsterdam, Fort Collins is recognized as one of the most bicycle-friendly and bicycle-conscious communities. Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, I ride my bike there every year, but I didn't know that. All right. Well, so what do you want to do? You want to go stay there?
Yes.
Do like a weekend getaway?
Sure, even overnight.
Okay. I like it. Book now.
Yeah, right? I don't know how much it cost. I didn't look at it.
We're going to look right now. $73.
Mm-hmm.
For a night. Oh, for that's two.
For two nights?
Yeah.
See?
There's only one left. And that's the Coral Standard Room. Ooh. And it's got a bed and a hammock in it. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. What about the Turquoise Room? Oh, it's a little bit more expensive. Oh, and then you go up to the Purple Room, and that's got two beds in it. The Blue Room has, like, a large bed in it. The Red Room.
Yeah.
The Green Room looks like a family room. It's got multiple beds in there. The Silver Suite. Wow, Ooh. The Gold Suite. It looks fancy. There's a couch in there.
Yeah.
For entertaining.
Yes.
And it's $139 a month for four people.
A month.
Oh, a day. A night. Oh. A night. $139 a night.
For four people. Not a bad deal.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
We needed to go try it out. I'm just, you know. I'm looking for new fantastic things around Colorado that aren't so advertised. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Four people, $139 a night. Book now. It's ready. It's like credit card. It went right to the credit card page.
Yeah. Give me your money. Give it all to me.
That's pretty cool. Okay. Let's do it. I'm in. Let's make a reservation. We can take...
I wonder if we could stay there during Bike MS.
We could take another couple with us.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying we're including people, right? Or we're just going to go and tell them about it.
I don't know. Guess we'll see, huh?
I mean, I don't know. I thought that was the whole point.
I guess we should take people we know. Don't know that I want to sleep in the same room with strangers.
Well, that's the whole point. You don't know. We were giving it away.
Well, let's just slow it down there, all right?
Bump the brakes, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If it's over Bike MS, it just...
Yeah, that's not, no.
Look at it. It's pretty.
It's so pretty.
It's got a top on it, like literally a canopy inside this dang courtyard.
Yeah.
A lot of macrame.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Because macrame is calming.
It is. It's natural.
Well, and it's all those strands of rope there, just so relaxing.
Anyways, that's one of the places I would like to go.
I like it.
And the other place I want to go really bad is I Am Harmony.
I Am Harmony.
Mm-hmm. It's in Crestone, Colorado.
Crestone, where's Crestone at? How far is that?
I don't know.
And what do they got here at I Am Harmony? Ooh, it's an invitation to beauty and spiritual growth.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Jammers.
There's a lot out there. A lot.
Oh, there's a 12-sided pyramid-shaped
house.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, 32-foot labyrinth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, it's been there a long time.
A long time. There's so much stuff out there. Like, there are the Buddhist statues out there that you can like go and meditate with. There's like everything from every spiritual
Wow.
Entity that you like to practice
right.
in
yeah, is denomination.
Out there. Denominations. There you go. Yeah. And so then you can just like walk around because all this acreage. You can walk yeah. around and find what you want and hang out there, meditate there. There's some hot springs out there.
There's multiple different spiritual centers.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Absolutely.
There you go. Ooh, they do yoga.
You can stay there, get a room there.
Yeah, that looks fun.
Uh-huh.
Divine light and sacred earth elements.
Right.
Workshop.
So
good. Tibetan Buddhist masters.
I'm
awakening
just
saying. Up yoga and spiritual practices.
It looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful, the property for sure. It looks incredible. All right, where is this place?
It is, I'm looking.
You said Crestone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the Crestone Eagle. That's what it's called.
Ah,
the
Crestone
Eagle. I am Harmony.
Crestone, Colorado, yo.
Yeah. Yep.
All kinds of stuff on there. Okay, put it down.
I'm telling you, we need to try it.
No, we're doing it.
Right? Because there's so many amazing things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Even in some of the pictures, there's snow.
That's wintertime.
Well, I know that.
Oh.
Duh.
All right, let's
it's
see.
It's a pretty big space.
How far is this Crestone from us?
I don't know.
Okay, got it. Crestone, Colorado. There it is. 3 hours.
Yeah, it's in Crestone, Colorado.
That's what it just said.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah. Beautiful.
They have all kinds of stuff.
Bedrooms. Okay, we're going there.
Fully furnished kitchen.
Mm.
Spacious and private. Beautiful views. Long-term rentals are available. I'm just saying. We're doing some fun stuff this year,
yep.
and that's one of them.
I'm in.
On the bucket list.
Oh, I like it.
Gonna get it on the calendar. Maybe they'll have some sort of fun retreat going on out there.
They did look like they had a very busy calendar there at that last
I am
one.
Harmony.
I am Harmony. Yeah. I'll put the links to those two websites in the notes of this podcast.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That's on the adventure list
Adventures.
For 2020. If you know of a cool place that we should go visit in 2020, I would love for you to email us.
Yeah.
At everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Because it would be fun to know what you think is cool, because we want to do some off the beaten paths kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about all the stuff in Colorado to do.
Yeah.
Like the Coors and the Hammond's candy and the all the
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's just what everyone
we're
going
to find some new stuff.
Yeah, different.
New, different. Mm-hmm. Ooh, a glass blowing place would be fun.
Ooh, that would be a fun adventure to go learn how to blow like your own Christmas ornament.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Anything.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we could take a trip up to the nudist resort.
Yeah.
They got a new
that.
Road.
It's I know.
Pissed everybody
I know.
Off.
It pissed everybody off. It's so funny. Give me a break.
Just read that in the news that they fixed up their road and that made the locals mad.
Mars is so grandfathered in.
Yeah, they've been there 80 years.
Yeah, like 85. We've yeah. been there forever.
Give me a break.
Get yourself together, people. Well, you know what? Go up there and enjoy it instead
That's right.
of being so stuffy and snarky and mean.
I would figure if you lived right on the road that led to the resort, you could broker a deal for some free entries.
Oh, yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. Give
I
me
mean,
a break.
Come on.
This teaches you a lesson, people. We're going to start a resort. Buy all the land.
Buy it all.
Oh, don't let anyone move in near you.
We're going to start a nudist resort, but we've only got like about... 10-foot square patch in the backyard where no one can see you from anywhere else.
Right.
So we have to stand real close right there.
It's well shaded.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you're not going to get sunburned.
No, you're not. You're not going to get sunburned.
All right. Well, you're all done at St. Nick's.
I am.
So you're here at the house back making in your workshop.
Oh, man. Yeah.
With your new sewing machine. You have a 2-page list I saw
stuff
up on the wall.
I got to catch up on.
You got to get busy.
Yep.
Get busy, girl.
I know. I got to catch up, start sewing like crazy. If you'd like to volunteer your time for free, I would love some help because I got a lot of work to do, but I got no monies to pay you.
You need an intern?
Yeah.
If you're an aspiring seamstress?
Yeah.
Or know how to darn socks?
Mm-hmm. Send some information. Send some pictures. Send some something about yourself. Let me know.
This just got weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then come over and to the casting couch.
That's right. It's a sewing table.
No, but for real. Would you take on an assistant, an intern, if someone had interest in
learning?
If
they were qualified enough, maybe.
Right. Because you don't want
to. I would like to, but I don't have time to necessarily teach you everything.
Right.
You will learn a lot along the way.
Right.
But you have to have some basic knowledge.
Right, and free time.
Yeah.
To volunteer.
To volunteer.
Yeah.
Volunteer for the cause.
Woo! For the cause. For the cause. Mm-hmm. Spread light and love. Mm-hmm. Then email Shayna.
Email me. everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. Or you could email me at everythingswallow@gmail.com.
Or you could send her a message on Facebook.
Anything you like. Even Instagram. Anything
that would be funny.
You like.
You could use an assistant. I'm only so good. Someone at least that could help you with your stuff.
The problem is you are my assistant and you have become too busy.
Well, now.
So yeah,
I'm very busy.
Well, even when you're working over there, you're too busy.
I got my own stuff to make.
Yeah.
I need my own assistant.
That's a thing. Yeah absolutely. You know what
I
mean?
I got my own list of stuff I have to make for shows coming up in the near future.
And people. Stuff.
Yeah. I got hats to finish.
Yes.
Finish. And I'm not talking about hats from Finland.
No.
Did you see the story about the woman on Instagram? I sent you the story. Did you read
it? Giving away nudes for money for Australia.
Yes. So this supermodel, not a supermodel, she's an Instagram model.
Yes.
And if you will.
Well, now she's an Instagram porn model.
Well,
she's sending out nudes.
Now she doesn't have an Instagram account anymore because they shut her down. Because
they don't want you sending out nudes.
No, they don't. Well, they don't. I don't believe Instagram doesn't want you using their platform as a place to perpetuate pornography.
Yeah.
That's
wow. I feel like they should kick a lot of people off of there then.
But are they making money? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think everyone is. I think they have an Instagram premiere account.
Oh, well, maybe that's what they didn't like it from. You know what I mean?
Yep, maybe.
Huh. Well, either way, she says that she raised $500,000 for the cause to help fight the fire. Her name was Kaylin Wand, or Ward. I'm sorry, Kaylin Ward. And she's only 20 years old. And she says she raised $500,000 for the Australian fires. And she did it all by just putting up this post that said, if you will prove that you have donated to the fires or to the charities, I will send you a nude photo of myself in your DMs.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take her long. So what are you, against it?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, think not it's against a little... it. I think it's dumb. And I think that she had to get something more out of it than just this. You know, I would like to see the proof of the money given.
Well, she had said you had to prove it. So
to
she had a list of, I don't think it's real.
Right.
To be honest with you, I don't think she actually ever did it.
Mm-mm.
I think that it was just a story.
Yeah.
And then now it's become some sort of a news thing. But I don't, because the fires right now, everything's so tender about it. She may have posted that post. I mean, her freaking Instagram handle is The Naked Philanthropist.
Hmm.
So I don't believe this would be the first time that she ever offered up nudes.
Nudes, exactly.
You know, I think that maybe she was trying to find a way to flood the market with her nudes.
Well, even just like this, getting the attention, even if she didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just bringing attention to her profile and to her.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, this is going to get her a job.
Yeah, in a porn industry. With Pornhub
or with some, you know, adult...
in the porn industry.
Website
right.
or something like that. Well, don't you think that's the ultimate goal of this girl?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, if she's on Instagram.
Yeah, that's her handle.
But she was an influencer, and so she made a lot of money. She had 176,000 followers, so she was already doing pretty well. But it would be interesting to see how many nudes, semi-nudes were on her Instagram to begin with. Because there's a lot of screenshots of her in her bra.
Oh, my God.
Her tits out, but not out. But, you know.
They were spread apart further than her head.
Well, I think that's just how those were made.
They were coming out the sides of her armpits.
Yeah.
Well, whatever plastic surgeon did that should have centered them up a little bit more.
I think she sleeps with like a paper towel roll between her boobs. So that way they stay away from each other. And that's how she gets those.
Because that is a big gap between her boobs.
Yeah.
That's Ooh. Weird.
Trash truck.
Treasure truck.
Treasure truck. Treasure truck.
What's on the treasure
diet
truck?
Diet gone. Diet gone.
What?
I don't know.
Diet gone?
50 pounds in 61 days. Oh. No exercise, skinny pill.
No, you just got to chase the treasure truck.
I love it. Yeah, that's how you do it. You got to run after the treasure truck.
Try to get it.
See, now this photo right here, I feel like she is nude in it. So I don't think that this is her first nude. I think this was just a way for
her to promote herself, to get back in the limelight.
Get even bigger.
And get more followers, yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I say go for it, man.
Whatever.
Listen, if you will donate to the podcast right now, $100 to every $100 donation, I will DM you a nude of me.
Yes.
You know, and you don't even have to show me proof. I'll see the proof because I'll see it in the podcast patron. But you, any $100 donations, big nude of me.
Big nudie Sean big coming nudie your Sean. Way.
I'll put on some oil.
Ooh, I'll put it on for you.
Shayna, oil me up.
And take the picture.
Totally, yeah. I mean, come on.
I love it.
I'm on fire. I mean, I want to see the fires get put out in Australia, but sending my naked photo to someone for a $10 donation for the fire fund ain't going to help
it.
No, $100.
So just
$100 to me would go a lot further towards, you know, the things that I need. Yeah, to the Everything Swallow podcast fund. So, die right now. So don't, please don't take me up on this.
Yes, do.
Shut up.
We need some money.
Yeah.
We need some money.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
I think it's interesting. I don't think it'll work.
I got to sew some stuff.
I got to sew. So you're going to exploit my body for your crafts. That's what I'm hearing right now. Seems rude.
It's all for the greater good.
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 Yes, the Party. Greater good. I think I already have a picture on my phone I could send out right now.
No, you don't.
I have that really good one of that Christmas that year when you had that onesie singlet on.
No,
that would be great. Okay. That one's more.
Yeah. You're not allowed to exploit me or blackmail me for the photos in your phone of me.
You do it to me.
I don't, not for money.
Oh, well, you're missing it.
For favors.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Well, let's just see if the money starts rolling in, okay?
The fire is pretty crazy.
Oh, it's sad.
It's just like on fire. Australia sad. Is on fire. If you go to Reddit and just search Australian fire, the pictures from the people that are actually there that are posting are insane.
It's very scary.
The news is not doing it any justice.
Now they're training dogs to go into the woods and find koala bears.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, and wounded koala bears so they can
help
save
them. Get out? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're going to lose that whole population if they don't.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're going to lose the whole species.
Yeah.
I think that the Irwins, the Steve Irwins family, they have been heading up some koala rescues as well.
Good. And the kangaroos.
And the kangaroos. I mean, they're getting just cooked.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And that's just the two big ones. And then koalas aren't the big ones. But they're half a billion.
Yeah.
That's half a billion animals.
That's really sad. Yeah. I feel like a lot because a lot of Australia is just natural land.
Right.
You know, it's not developed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been there, but they seem like they have more, well, I guess it wouldn't be forests, but natural area, you know.
Natural habitat.
Than we do here.
Greenland. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be interesting to see.
Well, the pictures from space are pretty crazy looking.
Yeah.
The fires are huge. And I feel bad for them. So God bless all those people in Australia.
Right.
And,
I agree.
Do not. Well, never mind.
Do not do whatever but you feel like.
Definitely go if you're interested. Go to Reddit and look up Australia.
Yeah,
because it's nuts.
Put them in your prayers.
All right, what else, lady?
That's it. That's all I
got. That's our Monday podcast.
Monday back podcast.
All right, we're back.
Getting back on track.
This week we'll do some more live podcasts. So look for those.
Yeah.
And those are fun. My mom's moving out in the next couple of weeks, so look forward to that party. We'll send out very specific invitations. We're going to have a going away party. She's gone away party.
She's gone away party.
And then what else do we have? There's something else coming up. Coming up. Oh, the 18th.
Western or
Stock Show.
Yep.
The National Western Stock Show. We'll be singing at I will be singing the national anthem for the dog show, which will be at 7 p.m. that evening.
Yes.
That's a Saturday, the 18th. So come to the National Western Stock Show on the 18th.
Exactly. If you don't come on the 18th, go any other time. Support the National Western Stock Show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it's important and it's long running and it is one of the biggest in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So what you also want to do if you are free and would like to, the Stock Show Parade kickoff is coming up. It is on this Thursday at 9 o'clock, right? No, at noon. On the 9th, Thursday the 9th.
Okay.
And the parade is going? At noon, and you and I will be going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to go down there, and we can even do a live podcast, maybe some
those
live videos.
Those horses scare you.
Horses freak me out, but I'm going to go down there and get close.
Yeah.
Remember we did last year? We were great. We found a nice little spot on Curtis or something.
Yeah, right in the middle of the street. It was great.
It was very fun. So if you're interested, we will get you some information on where we're going to be if you'd like to meet us.
Yeah.
We can all go down and go to the parade. That would be kind of fun. We're going to go down early because parking is horrible.
Horrible.
So you got to get down there early to get a good spot where you may or may not be trampled by a horse.
They don't trample you. Sean's just terrified.
That is this Thursday, and I believe the route is right up 17th Avenue.
Yeah, 17th.
Yeah, from and they start at the Union Station.
Yeah.
And then they parade them up 17th right up to the Stock Show. Right?
No.
Or they go back around.
They have to go back around because that's the wrong way to the Stock Show for one up 17th.
No, it's not.
Yes, sir. You have to go down Brighton Boulevard.
Okay. Yeah you do. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right.
17th goes out east the other way.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Anyway.
So maybe they take them around the block and put them back on the train.
Uh-huh. I think so.
There.
I think the train grabs them somewhere else down the line.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. If you know a Westerner, ask them because they're in the parade.
I'll be honest. I actually thought that they walked them right to the Stock Show.
No, I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe they did in the old days. No, because the train went right there.
Yeah. In the old days, they did a different route because they got off the train, walked down the street, and then got back on the train.
Really?
I think so.
You sure know a lot about somebody who's never been there before. We went last year.
I've been there. I've been going to the Stock Show my whole life. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah. I used to have a little cowboy hat that was white, and they airbrushed it your favorite color. So, of course, mine was blue. It had a nice big blue feather on the front
of it.
Feather fronts.
I remember those.
Uh-huh.
I remember.
And then we bought some feather clips to go in your hair there all the time.
Smoke weed with them.
Yeah. My dad loved going to the Stock Show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
We go all the time.
I never went to the Stock Show as a kid.
No,
not until I started singing.
Your parents are not the Stock Show type.
No, not Stock Show people.
No,
not at all.
Especially not your dad.
No.
Your mom kind of conform and do whatever someone told her to.
No.
But not your dad.
Not my dad. My dad is not cowboy boot, not Stock Show. My dad is penny loafers and leisure suits.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
Totally.
He's hardcore creeper.
And porn stash.
Uh-huh.
Not
absolutely.
Cowboy. Because the cowboy mustache, it's the same mustache as the porn stash, but it's the outfit
that changes it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You throw a leisure suit on a cowboy, creeper. Right now.
That is true.
But that's going to be the 18th. So that's the next thing we have going on this Thursday, the parade.
Yes.
So stay in touch with us. Email us, everythingswallowpodcast, or send us a message on Facebook.
Yeah. Or if you go and you're going to have a station, let us know where you're at.
If you're going and setting up, yeah, exactly. If it's your family tradition
and
like the St. Patrick's Day parade, you get there early and tailgate. Whatever.
It's this Thursday the 9th?
This Thursday the 9th.
The parade.
12 noon, Stock Show Parade. It's going to be super fun.
Okay.
Look for us down there.
Be there or be square.
Yep. Send us a message if you want to meet. And then the 18th will be super fun. We're going to go down. I want to go kind of for the day, I think.
Okay.
On the 18th. I don't want to just go. Like, normally just get there, sing. You
and
know
then
what I mean?
Well, we watch the event of which you're singing for.
Yeah, so I want to, like, the draft horses when we did that, that was pretty intense.
That was fun. That was cool.
But I kind of want to walk around and see some other things that are going on and maybe some of the vendors walk through. I don't know, isn't there like a trade show area or something like that? I mean, I would like to go actually check it out.
Okay. Well, we usually do check it out.
And I want more seeds.
Yes.
I got to get my seeds for my giant pumpkins.
That was in the one building, the Wayfar building in their little area.
We'll find it.
Where you did the judo fighting thing when you sung for them.
Muay Thai. Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. I sang the national anthem.
Also, then on the 25th, we have the Instapot party.
Oh. That's a Saturday, the 25th. Mm-hmm. You're going to send out those specific invitations.
Yes, this week.
Okay. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll let you know.
And we'll get some guests on the books.
We will.
Probably not this week.
Hopefully the week of the 13th.
The week of the 13th.
Yeah. I want to get Steve in here.
Yeah, once she's on her way, we'll have people start coming back this way.
Right. Exactly. We'll get the studio kind of back.
Yes.
Set back up.
And then we'll start doing more fun podcasts.
Yes.
Like we were doing.
Exactly.
Silly podcasts.
Right.
We owe the world a drunk Google.
We owe the world a drunk Google. It's the right thing to do.
It is. It is the right
thing. The world wants it.
Yeah. They need it.
We're going to do that.
Yes.
So if you have any ideas. Oh, also, this is the start of wedding season. So if you're getting proposed to, if you're planning a wedding, don't forget. This guy right here can perform your ceremony for you.
Yes.
If you want to get married by a swallow, if you want the swallows at your wedding.
It's just a small fee.
Just let me know, and we can work that out as well.
Initiation fee.
Yeah, we're going to initiate them?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm in.
Officiate.
Yeah, officiate. Officiate, not officiate.
Officianato.
Officianate.
Officianato.
Yep, that's right. All right, love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, wait, I got this. I can do this.
You gotta do something else.
No, yeah, I do this fun
thing. Hey, man, you do all this fun stuff.
Yeah, isn't it fun?
Get your fun stuff on.
It's, you can see it works so well because it's so flawless.
Get your fun stuff on me. Yeah. Wah,
wah. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to give a 5-star rating wherever you listen.
Yes. Or a heart.
Definitely give us a heart if there's an opportunity for feedback or any kind of comments. Please, we'd love to have your comments.
Questions.
Anything. Just email us everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a business and you'd like to advertise with the podcast, you can reach us through that same email.
Yeah.
And let's try and get this thing semi-commercial free.
Right.
If we can.
Yes.
Right. Thank you all who are currently a patron. Any new patrons that join us, we're going to send you some socks.
Yeah.
Thank you for your donations. Keep it up. And we're going to be a lot more active now that these holidays are over.
Oh, yeah.
We've got more time
the
now.
The work schedule's back on track.
Back on a regular schedule.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.
We're the Swallows.
Oh, yes. Clothing is optional.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Okay, here is the recording in its entirety from the ghost hunting adventure with Code 3 Paranormal, as promised on the end of this podcast. Listen all the way through, and you can hear the static at the end that sounds like something out of Poltergeist. Enjoy.
Live broadcasting. Got a live podcast going right now. We're here. I don't know what this translation is. That one over there, it seems like it said old wine and beef cattle. So beef something. So that would lead to the maybe the discovery of the bones.
Maybe.
Those in there make sense. Maybe that was a processing room, slaughterhouse. That one up there said something about dye. Drinking and booze and dye. But yes, we're here and we're live.
Check it out.
That's one that somebody already ended it. All right, so do you guys like do, if your ghosts are here, come out. Wherever you are. So what do you think this little chute was? Maybe coal? That's probably coal.
Yeah.
Right next to the fireplace. All right, so I'm recording. We're here. We're in Georgetown. I'm not really sure the etiquette on these ghost investigations. If I should be quietly listening for ghosts, or if I should be asking ghosts for ghosty things. This is a very cool old building we're in that was an old bar, and it was an old hotel and brothel. I think originally it was a brothel in the 1800s, and is now a Mexican restaurant. We are in the basement of what was once an old, and I don't know, this should have been an old bar down here. I don't know what this area would have been used for. It's got a lot of ornate doorways, art, old brick, and a lot of German writing on the beams. I've been trying to put that into Google Translate and get an idea of what it is. We've come up with some weird stuff because it's hard to determine exactly what the letters are. We've got like old wine and beef. Shana, something about eating old. A little bit of equipment out there, ghost detecting equipment. I have brought along nothing, but I brought an old flashlight that they told me to bring. That will sometimes flicker if prompted. A ghost might cause the light to flicker. I've also heard it on some other podcasts, people using the same technique to kind of get, like, if there's ghosts here, make the light flash, or if something is here that wants to contact us, you could cause that flashlight to just flash a little bit if you'd like over there. I guess the candles, maybe, if something wants to interrupt the flame,
right,
or something like that. We've been told there's been some strong smells of cigars here in the room and down in here.
Yeah. Okay. How are you
guys? So almost all the employees that we've met have said they've had some sort of experiences. There's also a lot of doorway here that when you open up the doorway, it's just bricked off. So those are blocking off tunnels here in Georgetown during Prohibition so they could move alcohol, possibly women and other things, through the underground tunnels. I think it's very interesting, all these shields. This is very, it feels very Masonic in here, like, because it's right next door to the Masonic Lodge.
Yeah.
So it just has that feeling of being the red ram and the lettering. Very German, for sure, which is weird.
What are you listening to?
I'm not listening. I'm live broadcasting. I'm just talking.
Hey, everybody.
Say hi. Shana's here with us.
Hello. Amber's here.
Hi.
Yep. There's just a couple people in here with us right now.
Well, let's go get started.
I have been just kind of telling people, giving them a layout of what we've looked. All the windows are very ornate, hand-painted glass, very German-Dutch design and decoration down here in the basement, which is kind of strange. It seems out of place to me. And the old, old bricks and rock. It's a very old basement for sure. It's definitely original. And the way that it's built, it's a rounded room. It's not a square room, which is different as well.
I'm turning it off.
I just noticed. What's that?
The lights.
Oh, the lights are going down. We're turning off the lights. So we're just be in candlelight?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's ominous. Do you notice this is a round room, Shayna?
Yeah.
That's kind of different, isn't it? You would think that that would be more difficult to make these round corners.
Not if you're digging out a basement.
Yeah.
If you're digging a tunnel, I don't think it would be as hard.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
It's a sweet corner, though.
It would be awesome.
That brick and rock. It feels like a castle.
Yeah.
It's got a very castle feel to it. These stones are big.
Yeah.
These are big rocks. Old, very old. Very big.
It's cold down here.
It's quite chilly.
Yeah, I hear the
heater. The heater is coming on, but I don't think that it's doing much good up against these cold rocks. And these stone walls are thick. Interesting. Interesting shapes down here. Oh, you're turning off all the lights. Okay, so ghost hunting is done in the dark. Interesting. By the light of the ghost lights. Oh, you guys, who turned on the star shower? What's that for?
So you can see the theories and see shadows walk through.
So,
a spirit walks through it, you're going to see the spirit.
Huh. You should have a camera on that, huh?
Yeah.
You've had that happen where you've seen things interrupt those star shower lights?
Saw it at
a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I've heard? They hate that. Oh, here's a little machine over here doing some. Oh, and another flashlight. I have my flashlight over there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am here and open to experiencing a ghost phenomena of some type. Albeit, it will make a frightening ride home down the mountain if that does occur. But we have candles, and ghosts are welcome to join in our little party here. I feel like down here there could have been some gambling. Maybe some cheating and debauchery. So we want to tap into that emotional signature that's left here, the residual
energy
that might still be here in the building. And so you just sit quietly in the dark and wait. And then, what, the first person to snore gets the mustache drawn on their face?
It's going on and on.
No.
Hey, Sean, Shannon.
It just was on.
Yeah.
My flashlight over there?
Yeah, it was just on the table.
It was?
Yeah.
I did not notice it.
Can you turn it?
I'm cracking jokes.
Can you please turn the light on for us?
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Just messing with my flashlight.
Right.
Oh, there it goes again. There's my flashlight. Now that's weird. Now that's weird. Because I've been doing this flashlight thing at home for a while, and I feel pretty good about how I'm setting it. And I...
You should ask it to turn it off.
Hey, turn the flashlight off. Turn my flashlight off, please. Yeah. Well, I was talking about... All right, what's happening right now? I'll narrate for you. My flashlight came on, and then it dimmed down slowly, and then it kind of pulsated for just a second, and now it's off completely. And now I was talking about maybe some things that had happened here, right?
Like you were talking about friendly ladies.
Friendly ladies or cheating.
Ooh.
Oh, friendly ladies. Boy, that shot it right out.
Down here. Yeah, you can come in.
Huh. Well, that was interesting. The friendly ladies, and it shot right back on, didn't it? So, Yeah, turn that light off again. Turn that light off again. Huh. Now it's just kind of pulsating. Okay. So this area could have been a lot of women in this area, because there's a lot. It seems like there's back doors to get up and down.
If you want Sean to ask you more questions, turn the flashlight completely off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes or no questions.
Yeah.
Light on and off questions.
Right.
Light on and off questions, or I don't know what else, or just ramblings.
Go ahead and turn that all the way off for us.
Turn it all the way off. Huh. Well, we're just going to ignore it. We're going to ignore that light.
Yeah, and sometimes once they...
That's interesting.
Wouldn't it be fun if we could see...
And it shuts off.
If we could see the friendly lady.
Huh.
The star shower, yeah.
Oh, right. Maybe if you're down here, if you are one of the madam, one of the women that experienced a traumatic event in this room, maybe something horrific.
Doesn't it have to be traumatic?
Frightening, wonderful.
Right, something good.
You experienced a memorable, emotional experience.
Awesome.
Did you see that flicker light go through?
Does that thing usually flicker like that?
No.
The green thing is flickering.
So now we're getting a different... Okay, so everybody knows what we're doing.
Interesting.
We've got different lights that are shining, flickering in here, flashlights. You may have heard that another way that you can kind of do your own little paranormal or ghost investigation in your own house is to take an old flashlight, incandescent light, and turn it off right to the point where the battery will turn it on, and then let it sit. And we have seen the flashlight's been doing a lot of things, but now it's at a very low glow, which was just... kind of bizarre. I could never get it stuck that low.
That's true.
I mean, that is so, that lamp is so dim. I've never seen that before. And then for it to just pulsate is very bizarre. You know, brighten up that light for me because you think I'm pretty. I think you're pretty.
If it starts shining, I'm just going to die laughing.
I think you're pretty.
Someone's in here too. If you walk across, you can break the lights up on the grid.
Yeah.
So we also have what is like a little flashlight shaped device that it is kind of giving that star shower effect across that whole side of the room, with the intention that if something were to pass in front of there, break that light. If I see someone walking across that light that looks like the unsinkable Molly Brown. It just dropped even lower, yeah. But if you're just joining us, thank you. We are here on a live ghost hunt in Georgetown. We're at an old brothel and speakeasy saloon hotel.
It was an underground tunnel.
It could have been an underground tunnel. Could have been a secret society club down here.
Maybe it's where they brought all the ladies of the night to enjoy them and entertain them.
There's multiple accesses to tunnels.
Lots of doors that lead out.
Lots of doors. If there's someone maybe trapped in those tunnels, they could knock on this door. Boy, that caused me to shit my pants.
What?
If somebody knocked on this door from inside that tunnel right now. What was that?
This is the red light. So if they come close, if they get closer, it'll...
Oh, I got you. That's another ghost detection device. If it's made full, something makes full contact.
Yeah. Georgetown, we did that thing where we knocked it, but we got that crazy red pot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They like that
height. So I'm going to knock out a tune. If you can answer back, that'd be great.
Okay.
Did you hear the music?
Little music. What was that?
I heard music.
It was not your phone?
It was my phone, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, good.
Yeah, but I don't know how it's written on the
stadium. Oh, and then it just started playing music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Huh. Oh, now that's cool.
Maybe not again.
Let me try again and see if you can hear it.
Yeah, what was that now?
It was on this door
right here. Yeah, I heard that.
Try it again.
All right, one more time. Okay. Communicating with us.
Right.